was kind of a little bit of a science geek when I was young, and the campus teachers were very encouraging of that, and I had some really awesome science teachers, and I had a really awesome sixth grade teacher, Mrs. Welsh, and I think it was her first year teaching, and she was so enthusiastic, and she really kind of sparked your desire to learn. So I'd say I prepared you very well, mostly just to want to keep learning all my life, and I'm still learning. Over. Well, that's a very good question. It's something I can talk for hours about because I am a medical doctor and a specialist in space medicine. There's a lot of things that about your body that change in space. Your bones start to get a little bit weaker, your muscles get weaker, your balance system changes a little bit, your blood volume goes down, almost every system in your body changes. But it's because your body is adapting to being in zero gravity. And it's great. It's not a problem until you want to go home, and then you need your bone and muscle back for the Earth. So I'll come back to your school and talk to you about that sometime. Over. Well, Cindy, yes, it's true. We have a very good system up here that recycles the urine and the sweat that we put into the air and condenses, and we can drink that too. The system is very good, and the water is very pure. It's much better than I would get out of the tap at home. So no problem drinking that. Over. The hardest thing by far is keeping track of your stuff, because every time you put something down, it just floats away and you lose it. So you have to use tape and Velcro and all sorts of ways to just fix things down. You get used to that, and in fact, you get pretty good at it, but not without a lot of learning. Over. Well, hey, Andy, by far what I miss most is my family. I have five children and a wonderful wife and my friends, I'd say. So you just miss the people you love more than anything. Other than that, I'm looking forward to taking a walk and getting out on the water and sailing and things like that, just kind of experiencing the good things the Earth has to offer. Over. Boy, that's an interesting question. I would really, really miss my family, so I doubt I would unless I could take them with me. But, you know, for being the first person on Mars, that would be a really big attraction for somebody. So I would do that if I could take my family with me. Over. Well, hey, Alex, training underwater is very, very good training for spacewalk. It's the best that we can do on Earth. But there are some differences. In the water, it's hard to get started because of the resistance of the water, and it's really easy to stop. And up here, it's really easy to get started, and it's pretty hard to stop because there's nothing to hold you back. And it's just very different when you're training in the water and you see the bottom of the pool there and you think, okay, this place is not so big. But up here, you see the Earth hundreds of miles below, and you think, wow, I'm very small, and the Earth is right down there, and I feel like I can almost fall to it. But other than that, the underwater training is great. Over. Hey, Kelly, there's a lot of good things. I guess I would have to say learning or getting to know my crewmates has been the best thing, because it's just such an awesome group. They were awesome to train with on the ground, and we just have a lot of fun flying together. And I know we're going to be pretty well bonded after this experience, so I'd have to say that. Over. Well, I think the most beautiful thing that we see in space is definitely the Earth. You cannot imagine how beautiful that planet you're on right now is. The blue oceans and the green forests, the clouds, it's just an incredible blue gem hanging out there in the blackness of space. The stars are quite beautiful, and sometimes we can see the Milky Way, and we can see shooting stars from up here are very spectacular too, but the Earth is just incredible. Over. Well, when I get back to Earth, if I'm strong enough, I'm going to hug my wife and children really hard, and then I'm going to eat some of the foods that I kind of miss up here. Over. That's a good question, Lauren. This is a very big spaceship. This space station is quite large, and with six of us here, it's actually very comfortable. And we even have 13 sometimes when we have a visiting shuttle. And even with 13 people, the station is big enough that it is just not that much of a problem. We really don't bump into each other. Over. And I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit. Could you please say your question one more time? Well, the rocket ride up here, I knew what it was going to be like just from reading and training, but nothing can really prepare you for sitting on the launch pad and feeling that rumble underneath you, and then kind of the roar as the engines spool up and when you leave the planet, and it's pushing you into your seat. I think that was probably the most wonderful thing. And other than that, I would say the spacewalk. I had read about that and had trained for it, but nothing really prepares you quite for that. It was just incredibly exciting. Over. Oscar November 4 ISS, anyone SS? Oscar November 4 ISS, anyone SS?